The new Coalition Academy. School notices from the deputy head, Mr. Clegg.
Firstly, we at COAC would like to welcome Mrs. Portis, who has kindly agreed to give a much-needed makeover to our school shop. Mrs. Portis brings a wealth of experience of being on television to the job. And as she upgrades the old shop, she'll be getting rid of boring old pencil cases, grey trousers, hockey sticks, etc., and replacing them with new exciting ranges, such as iPod covers in the school colours, mainly blue but with some yellow, and matching Sam and Dave polo shirts and maxi dresses, as well as COAC fridge magnets bearing the legend, "School is cool." Good luck, Mary. We look forward to seeing all these items selling out completely when you feature them on television. Parents, meanwhile, can be reassured that the headmaster's drive to cap the number of foreign pupils in the school has proved a great success. Last year, there were 714 foreign pupils. This year, there are 1,098. I think these figures speak for themselves. Regarding school discipline, Mr. Clark has let it be known that any pupil who owns up to any offence will automatically be let off detention. This is not, as some suggest, in order to save money paying staff to supervise detention on a Saturday morning. On the contrary, it is to reward honesty. Honestly? And finally, there are apologies from Mrs. May, who is very sorry that she's had to close down the school's popular Islam sock. A number of pupils attending the inspiring lectures given by visiting imams such as Abu Hanzoff and Mullah Light have been getting somewhat overexcited and may have been implicated in attempts to blow up the girls' dance class on the grounds of immodesty. You can't be too careful, can you?